This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. We're 160 days away from the presidential election, November 3rd of this year, and it features two very old candidates, Donald John Trump, who turned 74 on the 14th day of June, and Joseph Biden, who will be 78 when he takes the oath of office if he is successful in his endeavor to be president, and he's run twice before, so he obviously would be the oldest person to ever be president of the United States. In fact, Joe Biden, to put it in perspective, if he wins, will be older than Ronald Reagan was when he left office. When he left office. And Donald Trump, who is 74 in a few days and is quite likely the most obese president we've had in United States history, obviously is not in tip-top shape himself and is vulnerable to all kinds of maladies that go with age and with obesity. But Joe Biden the other day dominated the news cycle, and it continues with his remark, which he apologized for. But here is what he said regarding black people and whether or not they should vote for him.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community.
That brought.
All right. Well, that was Joe Biden who caught fire and acknowledged his mistake and is hoping to move on. But, of course, people are throwing it in his face, and that's politics. That's just the nature of the beast. With us to talk about this and more, Melissa Flournoy, the longtime Democratic activist, former state lawmaker and head of Louisiana Progress, also former head of Planned Parenthood in Louisiana, and Daryl Glasper, former Metro councilman from the great city of Baton Rouge. When he was a Democrat, he had a Republican conversion, and he is now a stellar GOP activist all across the country, and today is his birthday. So happy 67th birthday to you, Daryl Glasper. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Jim, and to your guests.
Well, thank you. Well, what's your take on whether Joe Biden put his foot in his mouth to the point where it's going to hurt him in the election?
Well, I think, Jim, it's the same thing I said the other day. I said the Democrats have a problem. That problem was named Joe Biden. I think I made that comment the other day, and it is manifests itself over and over. Every time the guy opens his mouth, he puts his foot in it, because I think he just, you know, at a certain age, he has some problems putting some paragraph together and his thoughts together. But look, it comes with age, man. And Joe, according to all of my friends, and trust me, I've always told you, I talked to a lot of people across the country. African-American men didn't show up for Hillary, and they darn sure not going to show up for Joe Biden, especially with the things that he has said, not only on this incident, but over a period of years, you know?
So you're saying that they just may not vote.
They're not going to listen to me. If the Democrats want to be competitive in this election, they did a number on Bernie Sanders, not once, but twice. And I'm going to tell you, African-American men, they may tell you something, but I'm telling you, the ones that I'm speaking to, just like I sat in that studio and told you, I said, look, let me tell you, Trump is going to win this race over Hillary. It's because there's a widespread feeling in the black community that these guys think that they can say and do anything to African-Americans, and they're just going to accept it because they are Democrats. I don't think that's going to happen this time around.
Melissa Flournoy, I suspect you look at things much differently than does Daryl Glasper.
Well, good morning, Jim, and happy birthday, Daryl. Yeah, I just feel like, let's just be clear, there's kind of this double standard. We've now jumped on Joe Biden for saying this one thing to Charlemagne the God and the Breakfast Club. But Donald Trump just, you know, is pathetic and can't string a sentence together every single day. So, you know, let's just be real about what we're talking about. Joe Biden is experienced. He's competent. He's going to pick a good running mate. He's got sense. I think he's a good, kind, honest, decent man of integrity. And that distinguishes him from the current president, in my opinion. So I'm not too concerned about this, you know, recent conversation with Charlemagne. But I do feel like we've got to get a better message and we've got to be consistent. And who he picks as his running mate is going to be really important.
877-217-5757 for Republican Daryl Glasper, Democrat Melissa Flournoy. Patrick in Innisfail Estates. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, I actually got a question for you, Jim. You keep talking about Donald Trump like he's obese and fat, and to me, he seems more robust. Like he looks like a Teddy Roosevelt. Would you consider Teddy Roosevelt to be obese and fat? I mean, I thought he was a healthy president. He was overweight, but, you know, and Donald Trump may be overweight, mm-hmm. but both of those presidents seem to me be healthy, even though they may be overweight.
Well, Donald Trump is in grotesque physical condition, is a woeful physical specimen, ridicules other people's personal appearance, and here's a guy who can't bench press his weight. I think that should be something that any leader of the free world should be able to do, and it's not a heavy lift to lift your own weight. Do you think Donald Trump can lift 300 pounds?
I see him playing golf a lot, and to me, he's like a Teddy Roosevelt. What about Teddy Roosevelt? I mean, I don't know if he could bench press his weight. That was a long time ago, but, you know, I think Teddy was
robust, no doubt about it, but he wasn't as big as Trump. And they're of the same party.
Yeah, I just think just because you're fat doesn't necessarily make you unhealthy. There's a lot of fat people that I think are more healthy. You know, I can see them run 2 miles. You know, and jog. Like Bill Clinton, he was kind of overweight and he used to jog a lot.
Well, and he also lost a lot of weight when he became president. And I suspect by the time he left office, when he weighed 196, by the way, he released his physical every year. Trump has not had one released in a year and a half. The last one showed a bogus weight of 243. We know he doesn't weigh 243. He's closer to 343 than 243. But he's not in good shape, and it's one thing to pound on a guy for being overweight. Lots of people are overweight and productive in society, but he's a guy who criticizes others' appearance when he hasn't. And in fact, he even criticized the lady who ran for governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, for being overweight. And I would say he's every bit as overweight as she is.
Fair enough, I guess.
Okay. Well, thank you, my friend. Let's go to Stuart in St. George. Stuart, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, and happy birthday to Daryl. I would just like to say that as far as it comes to, you know, the Democratic candidate Joe Biden making gaffes, if gaffes mattered anymore, which I don't think they do in this age of Trump, when he can make a gaffe every other second and it wouldn't matter anymore, the polls would show that there would be significant movement, and there hasn't. In fact, Joe Biden's lead over Donald Trump has grown, and, you know, we like to hit on the polls since 2016 when apparently they were wrong. They weren't really that wrong, and the polls continue to show a significant lead for the Democratic candidate.
All right, Daryl, your response, please.
Well, the polls showed that the significant lead that Hillary had over Donald Trump when they were running together. So I don't have any put any credence in the polls. But let me say this. You know, one thing I like about, you know, we talk about all the other things that don't make a difference, and that's where I'm a little bit different. I look at the fact that the man is leading the United States of America through a pandemic. He's leading them in the economics. But listen to me, he's a brash kind of guy. I mean, he is the kind of guy that he's a street fighter. He's from New York. He's a builder, and he's been a businessman. But you look at the contrast between he and Joe Biden. Come on.
All right, Melissa, what about the contrast between the two men? Your thoughts.
What I see when I see Joe Biden is a man of integrity, a man who is physically fit, and who has a long history of caring about our country and putting country first, a man that wants to make decisions based on science and data. When I look at President Trump, I see a man that just shoots from the hip so often. He's shot himself in the foot more times than he can count. I don't think he's doing a great job on the pandemic. And so, you know, I think Joe Biden's presenting himself really well.
877-217-5757. If you receive a busy signal, be patient. We'll be back with Republican Daryl Glasper, Democrat Melissa Flournoy. The election 160 days away. What's going to happen come November? Back after the news. This is Jim Inkster. Thanks for being with us. Great day in Louisiana, and together we can get through this crisis, and it's been heartening to see how people have united during COVID-19. And with us to talk about the political world, and the winds are swirling mightily as we approach Election Day, fewer than 23 weeks away. Daryl Glasper on the right, Melissa Flournoy on the left. 877-217-5757, Joe in Thibodeau. Joe, you have the floor. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim. All I want to tell you is you're hitting home run balls this morning. Can't bench press his own weight. It's awesome. It is awesome. Please continue your good work.
Thank you.
I'm very much enjoying your show. Whatever was in your coffee this morning is working. Thank you for a great show today. That's it.
All right.
Why I'm calling.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. Let's go to David in Atlanta. Hello, David. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to all. Mr. Glasper, the Washington Post reported Monday that North Korea said they will go all out, full bore, on their nuclear defense program, and Iran is enriching uranium. They could be within a couple of months of developing a functional, deliverable nuclear weapon, something that didn't happen under President Obama because of the nuclear agreement that President Trump tore up. How would you grade President Trump's performance on containing the nuclear expansion of North Korea and Iran?
Daryl, what about the nuclear issue?
Let me say this. You know, you're trying to control something that you can't control because under the Obama agreement, they were not doing what we're going to do from the very beginning. And I think that's why the whole agreement was canceled. But, you know, you're trying to fault one guy who loves this country. And I'm going to go back and say, this is Daryl Glasper, editorial opinion. This man has done more good for the United States of America in bringing jobs back, dealing with the economy, doing things that benefit every citizen in the state in this country. But you all...
Well, we got 40 million people filing for unemployment the last few months,
Daryl. But you had China let loose a pandemic on you and didn't even tell you it was coming.
All right, Melissa, does the president now still have any credence at all? And by the way, we had a $1 trillion deficit before the pandemic. But does he have any credibility when he talks about the economy? The Dow, by the way, is continuing to move back up. It's not doing as well as it did under President Obama, but it's recovering some. What do you think about the president and his economic performance?
Well, Jim, I tell you, I want to go back to the nuclear deal because it feels like Donald Trump is just doing the bidding of Russia, and he's about to tear up this other nuclear treaty. I don't think he's really been paying attention to the store on Iran and North Korea. He's trying to be too buddy-buddy with Kim Jong-un and these other people, and it's just it really scares me. I don't think he's done a great job with the economy. I think the economy was humming along when he got the job, and I think he's done a terrible job with the pandemic, and I think that's crashed the economy. I think that Donald Trump is a disaster and doesn't have smart people around him and doesn't know how to make good decisions and just looks like a babbling fool. So, you know, I'm afraid for the country.
Enough to say he should be on his way, he should be out of office?
Well, I certainly hope that President Trump is defeated in November. I'm worried about voter suppression. I'm worried about Russians and Chinese bots. I'm worried about social media confusion and disruption. You know, I think we're at the most dangerous point in our country's history where we don't have access to common sets of facts. There's no agreement on data. There's no agreement on science. And so I'm really concerned that the water is so muddy that some folks don't know up from down.
Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Yeah, Mr. Glasper, is Twitter wrong in taking down Trump's lies about former Republican Congressman Joe Scarborough involved in a murder?
All right.
No. If it's not true, now look. One thing about it, I'm a fair. If it's not true, you shouldn't be saying it. Look. Let me tell you. I don't agree with everything that the guy does, but I can tell you, a leadership between him and Joe Biden, it's like night and day. Now, I want to say something about all these agreements. Every agreement, when you read the details in the agreement, is to the other country's benefit and to our detriment. Okay? When you look at all these damn treaties and agreements that they have, now let me say this, and I want all of your listeners, and I love coming on here talking to you because this is a different of opinion. Now let me say this to you all. There is going to be an election. It's not going to be voter suppression. You can't tell African Americans who to go vote for and who not to vote for. You can't depend on them when you have your leading candidate to talk to the African American community the way he has talked to them over a number of years and been involved in all of the China stuff with his family and been involved in all of the corruption that has happened in Washington, D.C. I'm saying to you all, there's a lot of answers.
Well, why doesn't the president release his tax returns, Darrell?
Well, you know, I mean, he don't have to. He don't have to. Just
well, according to the law, he has to.
No, I tell you what, if it's according to the law, Jim, you know and I know that the Supreme Court's going to make him release him.
You think
they're
so?
They're going to make him do it. You're doggone right. Listen to me. Now, you got to remember now, law and order is law and order. If the law states that the president of the United States has to release his taxes, he needs to release them.
All right. And the law says that if the House Ways and Means Committee requests.
Go ahead.
What now? Melissa?
I said Darrell, he hadn't released his tax returns in 5 years. I mean, he's obviously got something to hide. I mean, he's bought and paid for by the Russians.
All right. Well, what about a listener wants to know about mail ballots. The president doesn't like them, even though he often votes by mail himself. But is this a recipe for disaster as far as corruption if we have mail ballots, Melissa?
No, look, the Utah, Arizona, Washington State, Oregon, several states have vote by mail as their principal voting strategy. The court in Texas just said they can do vote by mail. I mean, vote by mail is not inherently fraudulent. The president is totally wrong on that. There's a lot of data that supports vote by mail. Louisiana's had vote by mail for 20 years. We've never had any allegations of fraud in the state of Louisiana, and we should expand vote by mail. It absolutely makes sense, particularly now with so many health care concerns. So,
all right. What about vote by mail, Darrell Glasper?
Jim, let me say this. Anybody over 55 years of age can vote by mail, okay? But when you start opening up where you're going to start mailing out ballots to be signed and send in, there's a problem. And let me tell you, there's a problem. Jerry Nadler said out of his own mouth that I can show you 30 different ways where we can take advantage of mail-in ballots. That's the Democratic. Jerry Nadler said it out of his own mouth. Now, having said that, look, I know they want illegals to vote. But I want to say this to you. Know,
well, why would there only be corruption on one side?
No, it ain't going to be corruption on both sides, Jim. Both sides, Republicans and Democrats. You don't give them an opportunity to do it. Look, I want to say this. We have a process in this country. It's called an election. Fair and honest. You have to show your driver's license to go do anything. If you're going to a bank, the first thing they ask you for is your driver's license. You go to vote,
right.
You say, oh, I don't want to show my driver's license, okay?
All right. Well, listener notes that the state of Oregon has had mail balloting for some time, and there's no evidence of widespread corruption. There's always going to be an outlier here and there, and we've been criticized in Louisiana, and we don't have mail ballots. We supposedly have had unfair elections, but elections in this country are an inexact science. Melissa, on the whole, do we do a pretty good job?
Well, I think on the whole we've done a pretty good job of voting. I mean, I'm more worried about when we see voter suppression and the number of secretaries of state and local registrar of voters that have not had an adequate number of voting machines in certain precincts to make people stand in line for hours and hours. And so I do feel like we need to have almost a voter's bill of rights. I don't think we should have to wait in line for 6 hours to vote. I think mail ballots make sense. They're mailed to registered voters at their registered voter address. There's now tracing, kind of like your FedEx packages on these ballots. And so I actually think in some ways vote by mail makes a whole lot more sense than our current strategy, and I really support it. And the only case of vote by mail fraud was in North Carolina with a bunch of Republicans. So you know, let's just be clear. We're looking at creating a problem that doesn't exist.
877-217-5757. Daryl Glasper on his 67th birthday is with us, and Melissa Flournoy, former state lawmaker, also with us. We'll talk a bit about what's happening at the Capitol. The House has approved the governor's budget plan, and Donald John Trump at the championship game on January 13th, just a couple of months after slamming John Bel Edwards, embraced him and said, "You're the best governor in America." And the governor, of course, met with the president at the White House. Is this the kind of bipartisan spirit we need? We'll talk more when we return on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. Daryl Glasper and Melissa Flournoy as we head down the stretch. Ellen in Sherwood. Hi, Ellen. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hi. I was reading in today's paper that daycare centers are having a hard time getting their teachers back because teachers have made about $8.95 per hour, and that is worse than a starvation wage. And it's just highlighting this horrific problem of people being underpaid and our essential workers doing the most important jobs, but we don't pay them well.
All right. Thank you, Ellen. And she's referring to Wilson Tell's story, front page advocate. State officials say that daycare centers already reeling because of the coronavirus pandemic face a new challenge, how to lure teachers who make an average of $8.95 per hour to return to the classroom and give up unemployment benefits that have more than doubled their pay. Melissa, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with the caller. I think that what we really have sort of seen as a result of this pandemic is how little we're paying frontline workers, daycare workers, the people who work in the grocery stores and ever, and all these essential sort of frontline jobs. And so the disaster unemployment insurance is pegged at like $16 an hour. And so I've been a proponent of raising the minimum wage. I think we need to pay people what they're worth to work in these essential jobs. And hopefully one of the side benefits of this is that we'll really have to go back and look at our wage structure. We've got 50% of the people in the state of Louisiana working full-time and still barely making it, according to the United Way. So this has shined a light on the low-wage workers in the state of Louisiana, and frankly, hopefully we'll fix it.
Well, thank you. And Ellen, a good question. Right now in Louisiana, 2,596 reported deaths from COVID-19. And Daryl Glasper, the governor, of course, has a stay-at-home order modified, 25% capacity at restaurants. And if you're out on the roads, you know there's more action, but we're not back to where we were. The House yesterday approved the governor's budget plan, and this was a bipartisan spirit and something that, of course, we need to have cooperation among our leaders if we're to have our state move forward in these times. And the governor of Louisiana, who is a Democrat, was strongly opposed by every Republican office holder in the state. And he was opposed by the president of the United States. But Donald Trump and John Bel Edwards apparently like each other personally. As stated, they embraced at the championship game on January 13th, Trump telling the governor he was the best governor in America. Daryl Glasper, isn't this something that we have a Democrat, John Bel Edwards, and former Democrat turned Republican, the stalwart from the right, Donald John Trump, the champion of the conservative a faction in our country? He is embracing our Democratic governor. What do you make of this?
Yeah, well, I make the fact that the governor is doing what's best for Louisiana. The race is over with. He understood that the president and all the Republicans, including myself, was against him. But guess what? He took the emotions out of it. It's what's best for Louisiana. He knew that he needed those federal dollars. He needed the help of the federal government. And he put Louisiana first. And so you have to take your hat off to him for his ability to get the emotions out of it and do what's best for Louisiana. Jim, on the underpaid workers of America, not only in Louisiana but around this country, there are a lot of people that are struggling. They're working and they're still just struggling to make ends meet. I think out of all bad comes some good. I think that the powers to be, the legislators in all of these states, both the House and the Senate, and the governors need to address the benefits, not only pay, but the benefits that these workers are getting.
All right, so should we have an increase in the minimum wage in Louisiana?
We should have increase in minimum wage around the country. Not only in
most states we have an increase. It's at $15 in some states. It's $7.25 in Louisiana.
But benefits. But Jim, it's more than just more than just the money. It is the benefits to help them and their families that I think need to be addressed. And I think that it can be done. But look, I can tell you, I have people that tell me, say, look, Darryl, why am I going to go back to work? When the federal government is giving me $600 plus $250, I'm getting $800 a week. Hell, I wasn't making $800 a month, man.
All right. Here's a question from James Sampson saying, with all the talking of mail-in voting being an avenue for voter fraud, I wonder what your callers and guests' thoughts are on the Louisiana voting machines being direct recording electronic machines with no physical record of the actual vote. Typically, when investigating fraud, people would be able to go to physical evidence, but with DRE, we don't have that capability. As a software developer, voting being fully digital raises big concerns. That from somebody who says that we should have a physical record, Melissa Flournoy.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I like vote by mail, is that we do have a paper trail. I am concerned about all these digital voting machines and the companies that own these machines and the potential for hacking, because I do feel like we've got to have accountability and trust in our election process. One of the reasons vote by mail makes sense is that you've got a physical paper ballot with a tracking number signed by a voter. And so I think that's much more accountable. I think it's much more effective. And we really do need to focus on election security. And at this stage, with all of the data tampering and other shenanigans, vote by mail really is the most accountable and transparent way to go.
All right. Holly in the Garden District says, who should Joe Biden choose as his running mate, Melissa?
I actually am surprised at how much I like Val Demings, who is a member of Congress, who was a police chief down in Central Florida. Her husband is a mayor there in the I-4 corridor of Central Florida. Val was a police officer for 27 years and is really a remarkable person. I think he's planning on picking a woman, and I would hope that he would pick an African-American woman. Kamala Harris or Val Demings are sort of my two leading candidates.
All right. Darryl Glasper, who do you think Joe Biden should pick? You being the guy who wants him to lose, but who do you think would be his best choice?
Oh. Look here, Jim, not that I want him to lose. I just say I don't think he can win. He has a lot of questions to answer. I said it before. The Democrats have a problem. They need to get rid of Joe Biden and get them a candidate who can compete. Because I'm going to tell you, after the first debate, it's over with. It's done. History, man.
Well, Trump's not a very good debater either.
All I'm saying to Jim, I'm going to say this to you. After the first debate, it's history. It's over with. They're going to put him in the basement, lock him up, and they're not going to let him go nowhere. So you have a major problem. I said it before and I'll say it again. That problem is Joe Biden. You do not have a solid candidate. Trust me.
All right. Well, there's a suggestion today by an editorial writer in the New York Times, Biden's perfect running mate, suggesting that perhaps his running mate should be one Hillary Rodham Clinton. What do you think, Darryl Glasper? Hater?
I don't hate Hillary. Hillary and her husband did some things to African Americans in Haiti and other countries. One of the things I do know, when I open my mouth, I understand what I'm talking about. You cannot treat people badly and think they're going to support you. Okay? The crime bill that they put all these African American men in jail, I don't care what. You can't force them to do it, Jim. The Democrats have a problem. Take my advice and start your movement. You did a number on Bernie. Do a number on Biden and get him out of the way so you can have a shot at winning the presidency of the United States of America.
All right. Some other listeners have commented on this tragic story in Minneapolis, a citizen killed by police. Four officers, I understand, have been fired. It's front page everywhere, including the New York Times. 46-year-old African-American killed by white police officers. A video clip of it shows what appears to be police brutality. A police officer pressing his knee into the suspect's neck until he appears limp and unconscious, and then throughout the encounter, George Floyd could be heard saying, "I can't breathe," again and again. He died at a hospital. Melissa, thank God we have video now.
This is just frightening. It's so reminiscent of what happened to Eric Garner up in New York. I would think the police would sort of have figured it out that not to kill folks they're trying to arrest. It's just unbelievable to me what's happened. I think the mayor made the right decision of firing those police officers immediately. You know, I'm sorry about the unrest that this has caused in Minneapolis. And, you know, we really have to follow through on police training and better tactics. And there's no excuse for this. They should probably go ahead and prosecute that policeman. The video is just horrifying. And the look on that policeman's face is like, oh, I don't care if I kill him. And I can't get over it. So George Floyd, Eric Garner, you know, it's just ridiculous what's going on in our country right now, and we've really got to deal with racial issues, police lack of accountability and behavior, and it's just I don't have enough words to say how upset I am about it.
All right, and Zach asked me if I believe that law enforcement officers should also be able to bench press their weight, and you're right, no doubt about it. Not only officers, but sheriffs, police chiefs, prison wardens, if you can't bench press your weight, you got no business being in that line of work. Daryl Glasper, you have the final word. We got 20 seconds.
Jim, on the Minneapolis Police Department, they shouldn't prosecute just him, but all of them standing around. The man clearly states he was in handcuffs. They should have never done that. And believe me, the Justice Department is going. They're going to indict him and convict him for murder.
Well, thank you, and happy birthday. Thank you, Melissa. Always a pleasure. Signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening, and stay tuned.